This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control. We're now at T-minus 7 hours, 45 minutes, and counting. Our count continues to go well as we're now in the fast fill. That's filling 1,000 gallons per minute, the liquid oxygen aboard the third stage, or S-4B stage, of the Saturn V launch vehicle. It will be necessary, after completing this fill, to continue to replenish the liquid oxygen supply aboard the third stage. There is some boil-off which does occur. This is vented to the outside. And to ensure a full load at launch time, it will be continued to be replenished. This is true with also the first and second stages. We now report that we have some 25% LOX aboard the third stage of the vehicle. To report the weather forecast given earlier, the front, which was expected to move through here and be past here by launch time, has slowed down considerably and is expected to still be in the area at launch time. However, this does not present constraints to launch as we see it at this time. We'll be looking for winds from the west at 15 to 20 knots, a 30% chance of light showers in the area at launch time, with a ceiling of approximately 10,000 feet. Visibility outside of the showers will be approximately 10 miles at launch time. Tonight, with the lights on the 363-foot tall Saturn V Apollo, we have word that the vehicle is easily seen from the roadways as far as 20 miles away. The liquid hydrogen, which is the fuel for the second and third stage, will be brought aboard following liquid oxygen loading. The systems are being chilled down at this time, as they are chilled down with the liquid hydrogen. There is some boil-off there also. These vapors are quite flammable. They are not vented to the atmosphere, but are carried to a burn pond, which is north of the pad. This burn pond also is easily visible at this time. This is a perfectly normal situation. Now, in T-minus 7 hours, 43 minutes and counting, this is Kennedy Launch Control.